decided not. For that reason, the district court's ruling was an error and is due to be reversed. And I'd like to go into this in quite a bit more detail. The policy at issue in this case is a flexible premium life insurance policy. Unlike a term life policy or a whole life policy, this policy did not have fixed premium due dates. In fact, the exact opposite was true. That's why it's called a flexible premium policy. The policy allowed the policyholder to determine when and how much premium to pay. The policyholder could pay $100,000 in a given year or not. Of course, that does not mean that the policyholder has free insurance for life. We all can suspect that. What the way the policy works is it has a cash value. And every month, there is a deduction from the cash value that sustains the policy. That is called a monthly deduction. The policy provides that when the cash surrender value is no longer sufficient to cover that monthly deduction, the policyholder is then required to pay a premium within 61 days, or otherwise the policy will terminate. And that is how the policy works. Nowhere in the policy does it require that a premium to have been paid on December